This is Chris McGarahan in the studio. The title of this audio is Dead Billionaires Don't Die. Now, that may sound like a misprint of the title, a contradiction of itself, or an oxymoron. What does that mean? Dead billionaires don't die. Well, of course, dead billionaires are dead like everyone else that dies. So how can I say that they don't die? Well, I'm not actually talking about their physical body. I'm talking about the clues, patterns, and formulas for success and making money that they have left behind. On this audio, I'm going to share with you complete logical sense and facts as to why most people fail and why they cannot get the financial success that they want in life. In addition, they are also set up to be pretty unhappy in life. In other words, they're set up to fail and they don't even know it. The facts are, it is virtually impossible for most people to succeed. Now, this is not me saying this. There is absolute empirical data that says this. The vast majority of people are in debt. That's a fact. The vast majority of people do not even have $10,000 in a savings account. The divorce rate is at around 50%. So 50% of people that get married, that commit to spend the rest of their life together, 50% of them get divorced. Here's another fact. Most heart attacks that occur happen on a Monday morning when people are getting ready or thinking about going to work. That's a fact. Most people will retire broke or close to it. That's a fact. The number of people on prescription medication for depression, in other words, not being happy, has gone up steadily over the past decade. It has not gone down. These are all facts. Now, these facts you, me, or anyone else can research very easily and find them out. But the real question is, why? Why are they facts? That's what I want to address on this audio. And is there anything that can be done about those facts? In other words, can they be altered or can they be changed? Well, the answer is yes. You can change it, and the formula has already been written. And we can learn it in as little as 14 days. We just don't know what it is. And even if we do know the formula, it's unattainable for most people. So what is this formula, and why can't 99.99% of the world understand it and get the formula? Well, the answer is, it's nobody's fault. It's simply because they can't. They do not have it available to them. Sure, if someone's really motivated, they can get some of the pieces of the formula. If they do a lot of research, they really want it, they can get some of the pieces of the formula. But that's pretty much the same as you or me baking a cake and putting some of the ingredients into the recipe. Let's say that we were to put in the flour, the eggs, the water, or the milk, but we forgot to put in the butter and the sugar. Here's a question. How would the cake look? What would it look like after it came out of the oven? More importantly, how would it taste? Let's say we had the best football team in the world, but we didn't put in the quarterback. We'd probably lose the game. We spent millions and millions of dollars on this fantastic football team, but we didn't put in the quarterback. We would probably lose the game. Very high probability. Let's say that we had a beautiful six-month-old baby that we were taking to grandma's house. We gave her a bath, we curled her hair, we put a really cute dress on the baby, but we forgot to put a diaper on the baby. What would happen at grandma's house later that afternoon? Well, that would be a pretty ugly scene at grandma's. So you get the point. That is what the vast majority of people do. They either don't know the formula at all, or they just know part of it. And that's almost more dangerous than knowing nothing about the formula. If we were to look at it as the same as baking a cake, it's very easy to see why most people don't get the success that they want out of life, and especially when it comes to making money. We just miss some of the critical ingredients. As I've talked to thousands of people personally on this subject over the past 18 years, many people have told me that they are familiar with this formula or these laws or patterns for success. Well, once they tell me that, I ask one simple question. Have you got everything that you want out of life so far? Are you making the money that you want to make? Are you happy? Is everything working great for you? And again, 99.99% of the time, the answer is always no. My next question to them is, well, are you making more money than you were, let's say, 2 years ago? The answer, again, for most people is no. So my suggestion at that point is always, well, you may want to take a look at doing something different. The ones that think they know the formula tell me about the next magical seminar that they're going to go to, or the next guru that they're going to listen to, or the next book that they're going to read, etc., etc. Well, then I simply say, let me know how that works out for you. Let's say in a couple of years. We'll revisit this in a couple of years. Let me know how that works out for you. And the facts are that inevitably they get the same result that they've always been getting. Now, I want to be clear here. There is absolutely nothing wrong in listening to great, inspiring information, as long as it's from the right person. I am a huge proponent of reading books. But that's the same thing as baking the cake and missing just a couple of the ingredients. It simply doesn't work. So now that we understand the problem that the vast majority of people have, let's move on to the solution. First question is, can we fix this? And how long does it take? Can we get this formula? And how long does it take to understand it and apply it? Well, the first thing is, it can be fixed. People can make more money, be happier, have better relationships, be healthier, and they can start to really understand this in as little as 14 days. In other words, you can put this formula into effect in under 2 weeks. So your question at this point may be, well, if it's that simple, it really can be learned in 14 days or under, why doesn't everyone know this formula? And that's a great question. It was actually my question 18 years ago. In addition, it's been the question for hundreds of years. That question is nothing new. Matter of fact, one of the most famous studies of this formula was completed in the mid-1920s by a young journalist named Napoleon Hill. You may know that name from the best-selling book that Napoleon Hill wrote named Think and Grow Rich. Well, what most people don't know is how and why that book came to be written. I'm going to give you a very simple 2-minute overview of that story to help you understand the formula, or as we call it, the pattern for success. As a young journalist, Napoleon Hill was commissioned by one of the world's richest men named Andrew Carnegie. And Napoleon Hill was asked to interview many of the world's richest men and some women. These people were either multi-millionaires, or in today's money, some of them were multi-billionaires. So tremendous wealth, tremendous amounts of money. Napoleon Hill interviewed these people, these very wealthy, very successful people, over a 20-year period. So I want everybody just to imagine for a second how long 20 years is. Napoleon Hill spent that amount of time interviewing, traveling, spending time with these very wealthy, successful multimillionaires and billionaires. After the study, Napoleon Hill published a book called The Laws of Success. Then in 1937, he published the world-famous book called Think and Grow Rich, which has gone on to become a world's bestseller and still sells huge numbers today. But here's the question. If Napoleon Hill spent 20 years interviewing successful people, and remember, there was no computers back then, he was taking handwritten notes, how did he fit it all into one book? Imagine how many notes a journalist, which is what Napoleon Hill was, how much would they write over a 20-year period? And then where did all that information and those notes go? Well, if we look at Think and Grow Rich, it's under 250 pages. Great book, but it's under 250 pages. So here's the question. Where is the rest of that information that he gathered over 20 years? Now, I think that the book Think and Grow Rich is one of the best books ever written. But again, where's the rest of that information that Napoleon Hill took notes on over a 20-year period? In addition, millions of people have heard about or watched the video, maybe read the book, called The Secret. That book, that video, talks about something called the law of attraction or the philosophy of the law of attraction. Now, I want to be clear here. I think The Secret does a wonderful job talking about and explaining the philosophy of the law of attraction. And I do recommend that people watch that video. But it doesn't tell people what to do next and how, on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, how to get what you want. So that really is the missing link. It's not the philosophy. It's not all the great, wonderful lessons in Think and Grow Rich. It's what do you do next Monday? What do you do next Friday? What do you do the week after that? How do you actually apply these principles? And I found out over the last 18 years, what people want is exact, precise steps, not philosophies. Again, what do I do? When do I do it? How do I do it? Exactly what do I need to change to get what I want out of life? The next question is this real? Is it real for me? Can I really do it? Yeah, maybe other people can, but can I really do it? Then how much time does it take? And lots of questions like that. And they're legitimate questions. As you've probably gathered by now from my accent, I'm from the South. And if you've noticed that accent, you're absolutely right. I am from the South. I'm from a place called Brixton in South London. But I really should have been born in the South, in the southern United States, actually in Missouri, which is called the Show Me State. You see, I'm a skeptic. Like many people, I don't really believe stuff until I see it. I'm a show me guy, and most people that I talk to are only interested in show me that it works. In other words, getting results. There are lots of people that profess and preach that they have the magical, mystical formula to success and making money, but it seems like they can never show results. It's a theory. The program that I would like you to look at actually has results. Thousands of actual practical results with written testimonials stating that this program has changed their life. You see, the basic part of the success formula to make money is based on only two things. And all dead billionaires had these two pieces in place, these two principles. Now, these aren't all the principles. I want to make that clear. And this is kind of an overview. But each of them had access to the right information, the right contacts. And then the second part is they all learned how to develop what's called a cash cow. So I'm going to repeat that again. They had access to the right information and contacts, and they all learned how to develop a cash cow. So let's break that down. Firstly, the right information from people that have done what you want to do. And this is critical. Anybody can preach, but have they done what you want to do? The next part is, have they done it from a place that you're at? So in other words, if somebody starts off with $10 million, it's much easier for them to make money. Have they done it from where you're at? How can someone teach you how to do something they've never done? Which unfortunately is the case most of the time. Most teachers, gurus, and people say that they know all these laws, they've never actually done it. They get up and teach it, but they've never done it. And they certainly have never been exactly where you're at or where I'm at. We have teachers that have never been where we are at and where we want to go. The next part of the first element, so I'm still on the first topic here, is having the right contacts. Well, our mothers and our grandmothers logically told us it's not what you know, but who you know. Well, I just want to inform you that there's an additional part to that, an additional piece, and that is who knows you. So it's not what you know, but who you know, and the next part is, that's never talked about, is who knows you. You see, if you don't know the right people and they don't know you, the chances of moving towards what you want in life are very, very limited. For instance, if someone is in real estate and they know a piece of land is getting rezoned by their local city or their local county, and that land is zoned to have a shopping mall built on it, let's say 3 years from now. Well, that person, by having that information, could then go and buy that piece of land from the owner who doesn't know it's been rezoned, could buy it very, very cheaply, and then sell it to a developer for millions and millions of dollars in profit only a year later. Now, this would of course be after the city has then announced the rezoning. So I just want to walk through that. You get the information. Nobody else knows about it. You go and buy the land. The person sells it to you. You give them a good price or what they think is a good price. Then the city announces that that land is being rezoned. Well, all the developers are now interested in purchasing that land. Well, you could sell it at millions of dollars in profit only a year later. So here's the question. Was that person who bought the land any smarter than you or I? Is their IQ, their intelligence, any higher? Or did they simply have the right information because they knew the right people and the right people knew them and let them know about that piece of land? They weren't any more intelligent. They just had different information than most of us get. Now, I can't explain this subject fully on this brief audio, but you get the point about information and contacts. Next, part number two of just this one philosophy, which is how to develop a cash cow. All dead billionaires have developed a cash cow, a financial vehicle that paid them literally like a cash cow. What does that mean? They set something up, they had some information, and they set up a vehicle that continually paid them month after month, year after year, like a royalty fashion or a residual fashion. Now, there are literally dozens of elements to this pattern for success, this formula that I can't explain in our brief time together. But here's what I can do. If you're serious or even curious in finding out exactly what dead billionaires did, multi-millionaires of both the past and the present, I'm going to encourage you to get back with the person that you received this audio from and ask them for a program called Your Wish is Your Command. I'm going to say that again. Your Wish is Your Command. It's a very simple to understand 14 CD audio series that you can listen to and complete in 14 days or sooner. Now, here are the facts. The next 2 weeks is going to go by. Would it be worth spending those 2 weeks to potentially have more money, more health, happier. The intent of this program is for you to start attaining the things that you want out of life. So here's the question for you as we conclude this audio. Many people are calling this program the Think and Grow Rich of Our Time. They're also calling it the secrets behind the video, The Secret, and a whole lot more. So if you want more money, if you want more happiness, better relationships, more contacts, the right information to enhance your life, simply contact the person that gave you this audio and get a copy of Your Wish Is Your Command. My name is Chris McGarahan, and I look forward to hearing about your success in the upcoming months and years.